Hello everyone, it's Mr. Marriott here. Now, I don't know if any of you know this, but next week on Thursday is a special day. It's a special day for our country because it is our national day. It is St. George's Day, the day we celebrate our patron saint. Now, if you don't know anything about St. George, then the basic story is that he was a knight who fought against a dragon to save people. But that's not the full story. Now, I've been doing a little bit of research into this, and I found a really good website called English Heritage. Now, on the English Heritage website, you can find out all sorts of cool things about our patron saint. And there are also some really cool activities about sword making, not real swords, or shield making as well. So that got me thinking, could you guys do some research about St. George and send some pictures into your teachers on the VLE? Could you make your own swords out of whatever you've got lying around at home? Obviously, keep safe, follow the instructions on the website, and could you make your own shield? That'd be super cool. You could put the emblems from our country on it, or you could come up with your very own shield design, maybe your own family crest. Now, in the story of St. George, there is a dragon. And I thought it would be quite nice if we heard some poems about dragons. So I went digging into my library at home, and I found an absolutely brilliant poetry book called Evidence of Dragons Poems by a man named Pi Corbett. Some of you might have heard of him. So I'm going to read you a couple of those poems now. The first one is called Shy Dragon. I met a shy dragon tucked beneath the hedgerow, blended into the green of leaves, the sudden darkness, the brown of bark. Its eyes were a betrayal, blinking a nervous red with eyelids gilded gold. It gave me a cold stare, and its snake tongue flickered. Claws dug deep into soil. It sat on a clutch of precious stones. Its jagged tail coiled on a nest of bleached bones. A wisp of ragged mist marked the place. It was early one morning when the dew sparkled on spiders' webs, just as the day was shaking off the rags of night and waking itself. Mist still slouched in the valley. Many had not yet finished dreaming. But for me, it seemed quite possible that a miracle could occur if I sought hard enough. The next poem is called The Dragon Whistler. The dragon whistler tucks stars into her pocket, reaches far for a sunset, purses her moonlit lips, and whistles. She listens as owls flutter, hedgerows mutter, and the darkness scowls. A dragon's eye blinks as a chink of moonlight slinks through the cave's grime. Again and again, the whistle bristles in the hot silence of the dragon's brain. The dragon whistler's call drifts across carved valleys and mountain peaks, seeking the dragon's lair, where rusted swords rustle, crusted crowns tussle, and the clink of coins chime. As the dragons fly and the dragon whistler waits, still as the moon, for soon they will come. And the last poem is called Evidence of a Dragon, Notes Taken from the Dragon Tracker's Manual. large enough most can be identified from a safe distance. However, the Red Hill Ridgeback is only the size of a puppy and therefore hides with ease. When seeking dragons, take care to look for telltale signs. Trees may be stripped bare of leaves, bark will be charred. It should not be hard to find scorch marks on walls, and of course the smouldering remains of buildings are a good indicator that a dragon has passed your way. After a dragon has called, houses, shops and town centres are deserted, front doors left open, unfinished meals on tabletops and TVs still blaring. A daring dragon will rob shops, leaving the butchers empty. The chewed remains of cattle are a dead giveaway. Dragon tracks are hard to miss, even by the least experienced of hunters. So too are places where trees, bushes and sheds have been blown over. Remember, the force from a full-grown dragon's wing is as powerful as a hurricane. Of course, claw marks raking the earth, turf scratched and scars on pavements or tarmac roads are all indicators of a dragon's presence. Fragments of broken shell and piles of jewels suggest an abandoned dragon's nest and should be treated with caution in case the owner returns and burns anyone caught loitering nearby. Any sighting of a dragon flying at rest or on the move should be reported at once to the DPD, Dragon Prevention Department, who will attempt to tempt the dragon to kiss a princess and fall into 100 years of blissful sleep. P.S. Vacancies exist for any princess who will not be missed. I hope you enjoyed the poems today, guys. I hope you enjoy your research into St. George, and maybe you might go dragon hunting as well. Could you send us some pictures of evidence of dragons?